Let's pray. Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, that your word is alive. It's full of power, sharper than any double-edged sword, piercing even dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is the discerner, the seer into of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. God, help us by teaching us, leading us, guiding us, bringing us into all truth, causing us to understand, to comprehend what your word says, so that we may use it for every part of our lives. And we thank you, God, once again, that the entrance of your word brings light, illumination, causing us to see things we never would have seen before. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we thank you, Father, for that. Now, Lord, help us to get this without prejudice. Help us to hear it without anger. Help us receive it with obedience. And help us to give you the glory for the victory because of the word coming to us. I thank you, Lord, that this word is going into good ground because you have a harvest for these people, a harvest of blessings coming into their lives. We decree it. I call it done. I cancel the assignment of the enemy, though he comes immediately to steal the word. He is on his way to the lake of fire. I remind you, Satan, you and all your demons, that's where you're headed. And so we cancel your assignment to steal the word. In Jesus' name, I call that done. Let's make a confession. Say, this is my Bible. I am what the word of God says that I am. I have what the word of God says that I have. I can do what the word of God says that I can do. I am a hearer of God's word on purpose, but I'm not just a hearer. I wouldn't stop there. I'm also a doer of God's word. And because I am a doer and not just a hearer of the word of God, my life is blessed. This is my Bible. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name, I call it done. And everybody said, amen. Give somebody a high five as you're seated. Let's get ready to get a hold of this word. We're going to lock into it in Jesus' name. I've been studying with you. We've been going over what God has given for us to be able to learn, having to do what it takes now to be able to be super successful in 2026. Now, we're going to do this until the end of first quarter, which is the end of this month, okay? We're going to continue to learn because we need to be prepared. You don't just roll into things. There's changes that have to be made. You got to do a preparation. You got to get ready to do something. I mean, you know, you got to change your configuration and get yourself ready to be able to receive what God has for you. Say amen to that. Now, that's true whether you like it or not. It's just the truth. God wants you to be ready to receive. Say, I'm ready to receive. Now, God is not looking for personality or a personality. He is looking for obedience. Say amen to that. Y'all ain't saying that many amens this morning. What's the deal? I mean, you know, what happened to you? I want you to write this down, please. I want you to write this down. Obedience and disobedience are learned behaviors. Obedience and disobedience are learned behaviors. Let me say this to you. I don't think we would have as many knuckleheads in our society if they didn't have friends. A lot of crazy people learn crazy stuff by crazy people that say crazy stuff. And of course, the internet has increased this to where as a person is arrested for doing something silly or deadly, the first thing they do is check their social media to find out what idiot were they listening to. Sometimes it's Al-Qaeda. Sometimes it's a bunch of folks that are saying death to America, death to Israel. Sometimes it's people that just think of black women as hoes. They think of different ones as inferior, as their prejudice. Now, we dealt with preeminence. Preeminence actually is a way of thinking that you're even better than God. You know more even than God does. So why should I obey someone that's inferior to me? I know more than God. I've been living here 34 years, by the way. And so I figured everything out. You know I know everything. Nobody knows anything but me. And I know where I'm going. I've been trying to help us to understand if we're going to be successful in 2026, we're going to have to realize, first of all, because I know I don't know everything. I hope you know you don't know everything. And that we should be ready to learn. Now, we also delved in the fact that Jesus learned obedience. The Son of the living God coming in from heaven had to learn obedience. Can you imagine that? We saw that in the book of Hebrews, that he learned obedience by the things that he suffered, it said there. We found out that there's three things that we need to begin to put into place right now. Number one, being truthful. If you are not a truthful person, I'm going to show you where that's going to take you, and you're not going to like it. If you are a liar, I'm going to show you. I told you I'm going to read you the Riot Act twice this morning, and I ain't coming back to it unless God directs me to it before I die. I'm just going to do it this time in this way of reading the Riot Act to you from these areas of the Word of God so you can understand, because it's, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So it's not a lack of love. It's not even a lack of care. It's a lack of knowing. But if you know it all, then you don't need to hear anything. We don't know enough to know enough. We don't know what we don't know. We need to know what God is saying and follow that. Now, obedience, please write this down. Obedience is a matter of time. In other words, how long will it take you to become obedient? How long does it take for a child, maybe a few spankings, to learn that ain't gonna be fun? If I do this, if I go back in that cookie jar and eat those 16 cookies again, it's not gonna be good for my rear end. I don't know about you, I grew up with a mama that had a switch, and we had to go get the switch. She said we had a willow tree, a weeping willow tree in our backyard, and she would send us out. That thing does not break. And she would send us out to that backyard, and we knew we were in trouble. Now, we wasn't in as much trouble as we were for when Roebelt was coming home. She didn't have her teeth then, so she would call him Roosevelt was his name. She called him Roebelt. When my mom said, Roebelt gonna come home, I'm gonna tell him what you did. I mean, I shuddered because I knew I was disobedient and I'm getting paid for it. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. Which one will you choose? Will you use your time now on this planet to become obedient, or will you let your time expire on this planet and never become obedient to God? That's the question. Obedience, please write it down, is a matter of time. You will one day wish you were or will turn obedient, and for some of us, we're going to wait until it's too late. You will have expired and be in that place that I saw when I was in fog, when I was taken by the Lord to the first place he took me to, which was the underworld. Seemed like it was about 12 feet under the ground. And there were people living there. They all looked real grungy. They looked dirty. They looked like they were all homeless. And in this place, they couldn't see me, but I could see them. They couldn't hear me. I tried to get their attention. They reminded me of the people that I saw when I was on the radio playing the Doobie Brothers and playing Led Zeppelin and playing all that nasty music when I was in secular broadcasting. It reminded me of doing that in Seattle when I used to be on the number one music stations in Seattle on my way to hell if I didn't change my life. I saw these people and I tried to get their attention and say, don't you know you're in Hades, the holding place for hell? I saw them. I tried to talk to them, but it was too late. The choices had closed. There is an underworld. There is a place, it's in my book, To Hell and Back in Less Than 7 Years. There is a place that you get held if you're waiting for hell. It's called Hades. You ain't gone to the lake of fire yet. You haven't fell through the bottomless pit yet. You're in a holding place where it looks like everybody's homeless. I saw people riding bicycles, but the bicycles weren't on, as it were, the ground. They were like floating in the air. I saw people that were hurting. They were looking for some kind of way to still make it. God doesn't want you to live like that. And that raggedy lifestyle of drugs, sex, and rock and roll will take your butt to hell. And hell is real. Just like heaven is real. But God doesn't want any of his children to end up there. So he gave us a riot act to read to the believer. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We ain't even got a chance to go to Isaiah yet. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We'll poke around here a little bit. Put up there, we'll start it. Let's look at 9 first. We'll poke around. God wants you to know it's not his will for you to miss the kingdom. Now, I'm reading this out of your Bible. It's in your lap. I'm reading the New King James Version, which is a clarified version of the King James Version. I'll probably go back and forth and may add the Amplified. So there is no question. See, there's some things I have to do to clear myself. Because when I come before the Lord, you'll be walking in the gate and I'll be standing there trying to tell him what I did. I got to give an account for all those under my covering, under this ministry. You leave out of this church, I'm no longer responsible for you. The shepherd is to be able to shepherd sheep. I'm not here for goats, jackasses, and others. You may have that jackass spirit. You may have a spirit of goat where you eat everything that you ain't supposed to. And then look at me cross-eyed with the goatee. I ain't thinking about you. Because I'm not here for the goats. I'm here for the sheep. And I know the sheep because they know the Lord. Now, I was asking the Lord. I was really thinking through this, saying, Lord, what did sheep do before? You know, did Adam have to have sheep? I know he took care of he had to take care. Did he have to take care of sheep? Because sheep can't live by themselves. They'll get messed up in a minute. They need a shepherd. I'll ask God that when I get up there. Now, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9. Turn to somebody and tell them, this is the riot act. Okay, God is trying to get your attention. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not, underline this. See, there's a list of those that will not make it in. Now, it's in the Bible, so you can make a change if you're on that list. Because there's another list that Jesus is going to open a book, and your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life if you're born again and you're coming into heaven. But there is another list that we're going over. These people, some of them think they're going to make it in, but they're not going to make it in. They cannot make it in, or else God's a liar. So we need to make a change if we can. While we're still here, we're not in Hades. We're not in hell. We're not in a lake of fire. We're still in a place where we can be able to make a change, to make a choice. And I'm doing this partially to clear myself, to say, God, I told them. You cannot say I didn't tell them the truth. I didn't just pat them on the head and say, be blessed and prosperous. Be wonderful. You're a good person and nothing you've ever done is wrong. I ain't gonna lie to you. We've been rascals. We need God's mercy. We need his forgiveness. And some of us are still living like rascals. I don't know who you are. but if the shoe fits, we've got a pair just for you. You know, do you not know, or know you not, don't you know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Let me just stop with that. How are you going to know if we never preach it? So don't get mad at me for reading the scriptures that's been sitting in your book for all this time. Know ye not, you don't know, you didn't know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. This is a time of deceiving. You know what deception is? People don't tell you stuff until it's too late. And there's people that's being deceived. They're gonna end up in hell because they were deceived. They thought. God don't want you to be thinking. He wants you to know. Know you not? You don't know? What do you mean you don't know? You come to church all the time, you didn't know? Don't be deceived. Neither fornicators. Now I have to break these down. Fornication is having sex without being married to a person. I don't care if it's a male, female, a dog, a cow. I don't care what it is. Having sex outside of marriage is fornication. Adultery is for a person that is married and having sex outside of that marriage. Now, nobody ain't gonna tell you this. They don't talk this way no more. Churches don't say this no more. They're scared they're gonna lose everybody. If that's the case, at least I'm gonna make it in. Because I told you the truth. But you can do what you want to do with what I say to you. But I'm gonna stand before God and say, do you remember that day? March 6, 2026, at about close to 12:15, I told them, folks, I'm free. 21? I said 8th, didn't I? Shucks. See how they try to condemn me just because I'm preaching the word. March 8th, God, get it right in heaven. Get the records straight and scratch that as unresponsive. Do not be deceived. Is anybody in here deceived? No, you're not. You don't know if you are or not. That's why you're deceived. People are deceived because they don't know they're deceived. You pray you're not deceived. Do not be deceived, neither fornicators. Listen, God is not trying to exclude anybody. He sent, God so loved the world that he sent his son for the world. That whosoever, you can't be outside of whosoever, believeth on him should not perish, underworld, lake of fire, bottomless pit. I mean, hell, that not perish, but have everlasting life. Because this life is just a practice. You're on a rehearsal. This ain't even really life. This little short thing, this is for you to get it right so you can go to the right place. This ain't it. You think you got life? You ain't seen life till you get eternal life fully with Jesus. It says fornicators. Now, I don't know who's fornicators here, so don't go be looking at me. I don't know who's having sex outside of marriage, but if you are, I would take this as a warning. I know I got kids in here, but you don't have to have sexual relations. Did you know that? You will not die. Everybody know that? You know, Jesus didn't have nothing. I mean, he didn't do nothing. Did y'all know that? Some of you, this world is so sex crazy until people think if I don't have sex, I'm gonna die. No, you're not. You're going to die if you keep having sex without being married. You're going to die forever. Duh. You see, people don't want to hear the truth, though. But I got to tell you the truth. I'm clearing me. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but I'm clearing me. I'm going into heaven. I don't know where you're going. I'm going to heaven. I'm going to do what I got to do. Y'all can hate me. You'll like me again next week, but you hate me today. I don't give a rip. Nor idolaters. That's where you worship something more than God. Oh, wonderful, beautiful job. The only job that I'll ever have in my life. The only job. My job is my source. It's my health. It gives me a health program. It gives me retirement. Oh, my job. Oh, my job. Shut up. God's going to get you fired next week. Why? Because you make it your idol. Oh, my business, my business. Oh, I'm in business. I got money because I'm in my business. You should see my business. My business is a business. I'm in business. I'm a businessman, a businesswoman too. I'm all that. It's wonderful to be in business. Great to have a job. Hopefully you're working. But when you make that your God, God will have no other gods before him. Some do it with, oh, this girl, oh, you just don't know. Oh, I'll do anything for that girl. I'll do anything. Will you come to church tomorrow? No, I can't do that because I got to see this girl. You know, this girl. She's your God. She's your God. This is sobering even for me. So here you are. Idol worship. I can't go to church. I got to watch my program's coming on tonight. Your program is more important than going to church. I got to wash my car. I got to drive my car. I got to check my car. I got to change the oil in my car. It's Sunday morning, 10:30. Couldn't you do it another day? No, man, my car, it made a noise. It went, and I said, I got to take it in. This is a nice new car. I got to get my car. You are idol worshiping your car. Nor adulterers. You won't find any of these there. People that, and notice, it's a nomenclature. It's a name tag. It's a present thing you're doing. You are adultering now. There's a story about a person that was committing adultery at another woman's house that was not his wife, and he died. I'm so glad I didn't have to handle that funeral. What do you say? You're in the act. You can't even say nothing. You died at the woman's house. And your wife didn't even know you knew this lady. You died with half your clothes on. Is that plain enough, y'all? This is my assignment. I only got 4 minutes and 42 seconds left, thank God. Or the effeminate. What are you talking about? In the New King James Version, it says homosexuals. Or sodomites, those that abuse having sex like Sodom and Gomorrah. That's still a legal term in many states. Sodomy. You can't get in. How in the world are Christians supporting this? We are studying the book of Romans. The last few verses of the book of Romans says those that approve of these things, not just do these things, they deserve death. That's it. Read your Bible. I didn't say that. God said that. You can't support that and go to heaven. You can't be in that. It's in the Bible. I know this ain't popular, and I ain't worried about nothing. I'm going to preach the gospel. I don't care what everybody else does. I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm going to tell the truth. You can hate my guts. Say what I'm a homophobic, whatever. Listen. I got something to talk about. I almost was sodomized by a relative. So I got somewhere to speak. As a little kid, older relative wanted to have sex. Another male wanted to have sex with me. And God protected me. So don't tell me I don't know what you're really talking about. I can't stand that. There's some men trying to fondle my body. You do it to one of my grandchildren, one of the children in this church, we are kicking you a new one. That's what we're doing. You can come on up in here and try it in this church. You'll see what's going to happen. We ain't playing with you. We're going to kick you a new one, then put you in jail. And I don't care if you're a school teacher or school administrator or the governor or the mayor. We ain't doing that here. Because the Bible says you can't get into heaven and support this. Read your Bible. This is your Bible. This ain't mine. I'm reading your Bible. Nor abusers of themselves. Oh, Lord, I ain't got time for that. We'll save that for the singles ministry. You're abusing yourself with mankind. Nor thieves. Will a man rob God? Every week. What you talking about? Every time an offering container comes by. Sure. Mm-hmm. Will a man rob God? Yeah, because he think it's his money. He think he really made it. Just like I was sitting there, the Lord said, you didn't do none of this. You need to give me glory. Everything you see, all the broadcasts, all the podcasts around the world, all the stuff that we're doing, all the equipment we have, everything in here is paid off. We don't owe nobody nothing on nothing that's in this building. He said, I did this. You ain't do this. And God did it for you. You didn't do it. See, that's this preeminence. I'll read the list quickly now. Nor thieves, nor covetous, it's mine. Nor drunkards, well, let's have a little drink before we go to church. Or revilers, you can look that up. Extortioners, none of them shall inherit the kingdom of God. Is that clear for you? But here's the clincher. But such were some of you Christians. But what happened? See, because whatever you are, if you're still that, you don't have to stay that if you can hear my voice and you're not in that underground. We were all one of these. Pick your category. They're all there. God didn't miss nobody. You're supposed to be such were some of these. Not such are all of these. You've got to give this up. The job that you were doing in these areas with this nomenclature, you're fired from it. You are not to be living this life, drinking, getting drunk. Strong drink is raging, and whoever is deceived thereby is a fool. Paraphrasing Proverbs. And there's some people that think drinking is okay for Christians as long as they do it in the Lord. We couldn't even trust them to be able to help us with communion. By the way, we don't drink actual wine. Just to help some folks. And such was. Say, I was, but I'm not. It says, but you are washed. Say, I'm washed. I'm sanctified. I'm justified. I'm justified. This is what how I see justification is. God said, if you're justified, you're just as if I never sinned. I'm justified in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by the Spirit of our God, aren't you glad you're out of that mess? Aren't you glad you're delivered from that life? Aren't you glad that you can say, I'm going into the kingdom of God. I am going to heaven. I'm part of the kingdom. Aren't you glad to say that? Let's say it then. Say, God, thank you for delivering me from this list of exclusion. Thank you, Lord, that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I give you praise. I give you honor. I give you thanksgiving because you saved me. With all of this sin, you took it out of me, my life. And I give you praise in Jesus' name. Come on, give him praise in Jesus' name. Give him praise in Jesus' name. Come on, give him praise. You're going to remember this list when you get to heaven. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord. But I was washed and cleansed. Thank you, Lord, that I'm new in you in Jesus' name. Okay. That's one of the riot acts. I got another one, but can't get to it till next week. Can I need to read another one next week? You guys all right? Everybody okay? Everybody still here? Nobody walked out, right? Okay. Check your neighbor. Make sure they're still all right. Okay, we could check pulses if we needed to. Thank God. Say, I'm saved, and I'm thankful that God forgave me of my sins because I'm obedient to him in Jesus' name. Next week, we're going to learn how to have faith, and we're going to learn the equation. We're going to read one more riot act, and I will have more time next week to be able to finish the rest of what I need to finish because we're getting close to the end of this month for this teaching series. Say, God, thank you for what I received in Jesus' name. Come on, clap your hands once again.